It's Friday Night Kiss. My name is Ben Malone. I'm taking you through into the weekend, and I have got a jam-packed show on the way for you tonight. And I would love you to get involved at Kiss FM UK, at Ben Malone DJ on Instagram. You can slide into my DMs. Let me know what the plan is tonight. Let me know what your weekend's saying. Let's kick off with brand new Tabasco. This one's called Freedom in Your Mind.
Thank you.
Jamie Unknown on Part 4 Records. I love the pianos in that, sounding huge. Big Friday energy. And we're going to keep that Friday energy coming your way. I am joined by one of the biggest guests that I have ever had on this show. I'm so excited for it. And in fact, I've been trying to get them on the show for about 5 years since I started doing this show. They're a Ukrainian melodic techno supergroup called Art Bat. They're going to be here on the show in about 20 minutes' time. But first, let's continue with Billy Gillies. This is DNA.
Feel like my fingertips were made to touch your skin. Days only last for a minute. I never questioned why. I always knew you were mine. Loving you.
Rapper.
Talented rising star Josh Dory. This is Feed Your Soul. I love the chords in this. I just love this record. It is next to perfect. So catchy. I love the melodies and the chords in here. It's also got a little bit of like a video game feel to the synths in there. Super cool. Before that, Marlon Hofstadt, It's That Time, was a huge live record throughout the summer. Now sort of finding its way into radio and streaming world as well, which I love to see. Okay, we're going to jump into a quick break now, but then I am back unveiling this week's brand new Spotlight selection. Do not go anywhere.
Kiss.
On October 30th.
Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
And we continue here on Friday Night Kiss, taking you into the weekend with nothing but the very best brand new music. And this one landed in the inbox this week, and I absolutely love it. An artist who has been on fire this year. They go by the name of Silk. And this one came out today. It's called On My Mind on Friday Night Kiss. Check this out. We'll be right back. from Silk, a proper summer bop. I love the energy, it's so bouncy. And those little vocal quivers, is that amazing? Okay, it's time to rerun last week's Spotlight selection now. If you're new to the show or you don't know what the Spotlight selection is, it's my track of the week. Every week I pick a brand new record and I put it in the Spotlight. We make a big song and dance out of it. Last week's was absolutely huge. From Will Atkinson, Bring In The Energy. This record's been played all summer long by Hannah Leng, Ben Hemsley and Patrick Topping. Last week's Spotlight selection, Will Atkinson and Summer ID. From Will Atkinson. It's called Summer ID. Still sounding so good. I love the energy. I love that synth. It's such an aggressive synth and I'm so here for it. And should we do this week's brand new Spotlight selection? This record has been doing the rounds for a long time now. Matt's been playing this in his sets for ages. I saw Joseph Capriati playing it on the weekend at Warehouse Project. And it finally gets a release. Matt Guy, the Nottingham producer. He's just finished an Australian tour. And I think this is his best record yet. This week's Spotlight selection, Matt Guy, Every Little Time.
Every little time I hear your name. Every little time.
From My Friend. It's part of a 4-track EP on Anjuna Deep. This one features The Pressure. It's called Holding On. I think it's my favorite from there, but four wicked records, including one called Tasty Toucan, which I think is one of the best named tracks I've heard in a long time. Okay, now I mentioned earlier in the show, I have an absolutely massive special guest on the show tonight. Ukrainian duo Art Bat. They've had a huge summer touring Europe. They play Creamfields Festival in the Steel Yards. And they've also got a date with Camel Fat at the brand new Drum Sheds in Tottenham Hale. Now, we recorded this interview over Zoom, and it was a long one, so I've split it up into nice little bite-sized sections for you. I'm going to play them out over the next 30 minutes. So after this short break, we're going to get into section one of my interview with Art Bat. I'll see you after this.
Kiss.
Over 50 years.
Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
It's Friday Night Kiss. You've got Ben Malone taking you through, and I am super excited to welcome my special guest this evening onto the show. Representing Ukrainian super duo Art Bat, the melodic techno titans who have been taking over the world recently. Joining me on the line now, Artur, one half of Art Bat. It's amazing to have you on the show, man. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for inviting. And thank you for a so warm introduction. It's a pleasure.
Honestly, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Let's get straight into it. How was summer for you?
Summer been, it's like it's interesting question because for me it's like special summer. Like I don't know if you know, like I made one surgery, so this summer was for me like in the new starting. So it was like few times more important and much more experienced with feelings.
Yeah,
we have amazing summer. We played like we played shows more in Europe zone. Actually, it's also because I couldn't make long flights.
Yeah.
But you know, Europe in summer is the best place to be because like a lot of also and United Kingdom also we played in on Creamfields was amazing.
Yes, I was there.
Yes. You know, it was one of the highlights of summer. The stage was full and the people, they welcomed us so warm. Like, we feel like we come, like, and when everyone's screaming, everyone, like, expressing emotions, we feel like, wow. Like, but the atmosphere was, like, crazy and we feel like when people, you know, reacting on music, reacting on atmosphere, than more on than on some kind of visuals or some like extra things. Like you see that if you have this reaction, then the event is crazy. The event is very, very good. We're expecting our next event. It will be in November, I think 25th of November.
You're playing with Camel Fat, aren't you?
Yes. So we excited a lot and we hope to continue with this experience.
And you've also been playing in Ibiza, right?
Yes, yes. We're playing in Ibiza. This summer we decided and confirmed a proposal from David Guetta. He invited us to join his like future rave events in Hai. Together with Morten, they created this subgenre of electronic music. So we like future music, you know, like we always in our production we're trying to like to go out of some boundaries of usual music that you can hear. So we're trying to find more technology, more deep and breaking some boundaries of also electronic music.
Get a phone call from the queen with 100 heads. She says that they're all dead. She tried the last one on, couldn't speak, fell off, and now she just wanders a hall, thinking nothing at all. Once there was a man who had a little too much time on his hand and never stopped to think that he was getting older. But when his night came to an end, he tried to grasp for his last friend and pretend that he could wish himself health on a four-leaf clover.
Record I came across from them and one of my favorites still today. We're going to continue that interview with Arbat in just a few moments time, but first I want to play you this, keeping it in that deeper melodic space. It's new from Gordo with Adriatique, came out last week. This is called With You. producer Matador. This one's called Maddox. Sounding so good here on Friday Night Kiss. Oh, listen to that synth. So good. And if you just joined us, you've missed the first part of my interview with Art Bat. I'm going to play you part number two right after this short break. Do not go anywhere. We're straight back after this.
Kiss. Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through, and you join us as we are mid-interview with Art Bat. Of course, the guys are not based in London, so we had to do this one over Zoom. So let's jump back in and continue my conversation with Art Bat. It's really interesting to hear you say that you're always looking for new technology and new ways to push your sound, because I was going to say to you, it feels like recently the Art Bat sound has been kind of progressing and developing a little bit. I thought your recent release on Upperground, Artifact, was a little bit different for you guys. And of course, we're going to talk about Coming Home in a minute, but that also feels like a kind of a new area for you, just taking it into a full song with the guitar and everything. Do you feel like your sound is changing?
So, like, we never wanted, like, we never had, like, feeling, okay, let's, like, forget what we do and start new. No, we're just thinking about, let's make something new, because the thing that we already made, we can make it easy. But to bring something new, we try new stuff, and then taking, like, sublimating it and putting it in a new production. And with Coming Home, like, also a thing like this, like, we wanted to make something for the people who maybe not very, very deep in melodic techno, like more underground scene. And we're thinking, okay, like, we have our good friend John Martin. We can make a beautiful, beautiful track, and to show it maybe to the more wider people who will be with this track, they can come deeper in music.
Let's talk about Coming Home then. How did you and John Martin come together on the track?
You know, we always liked his vocals. So texted him, he answered, he knows us, and he told, like, he likes what we're doing, and we thought that we have a beautiful piece of music for him. So he told, like, okay guys, send it. And then he told us that this moment, when we send him this demo cut, he was in car and listened to the news about, like, what's happened in our country, what's happening in Ukraine with the Russian aggression, and with this, like, people suffering from in very hard conditions, and, like, extremely hard. And he told, like, in one moment I catch the idea, and then he came to studio, made this vocal, and when he sent us, we was like, wow, it's of course it's very new for us, it's not like usual style, but we told that we like it a lot, and we started to work more on tracks, and we create a build up.
Yeah. And it's a super emotional record. How has the reaction been when you've been playing it?
Reaction is beautiful. People feel that in this track combine it like the beautiful music and the very deep dramatic meaning. And of course there are, like, one big moment, and we add also children chorus in this. So this making, like, very, how to say, big moment on event.
Epic.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's play the record now. This is Art Bat and John Martin, Coming Home.
Across the fields we will run, back when we were young, where it all begun. Can you feel it? There's a place where we dream, we'll be safe and sound. When we turn around, there is healing. Until a brand new morning, I will ride until then.
there'll be something new to believe in. Find a way through the pain. I will carry you. Love will come on through. I can feel it.
Come.
I want to quickly ask you about Upper Ground. So it's your label and events. Let's start with the label side. What made you want to create a label?
It's also like life moments. Like it was COVID times. We had a lot of time without traveling, without playing. So we this moment when we was very disappointed, because like it was kind of starting of our like very good moment yeah. with shows, with everything, and one day like no, you wouldn't go anywhere. So we 2 weeks we spent with very big disappointment, and then like we told each other, okay, like we don't go. What we can do? Stop. We need to stop. Be in depression. We need to make something like that will uplift us. And the music is always the drug that changing everything. Like. So we decided that we not decided we just go in studio and started to work on a new music, and that's how like during like the maybe 4, 5, 6 months in so we work it in studio and made like I don't know maybe 5, 7 tracks. And we thought like, okay, we have enough our tracks. Why we need to spend like half or 1 year to wait from a like big label about to sign it, and then like to be dependent from label. So yeah. We decided, okay, we have enough stuff. So we will open our label. So and we decided to open it.
And then, of course, after COVID, you've been running your own events under the Upper Ground brand.
For us, we consider it like the beginning only, because we trying this like concept, other concept. We just now trying different concepts, but of course with our vision.
I'm going to let you go, but just quickly before you do go, what's next for Art Bat?
What's next for Bat? As I told, like our new baby, Upper Ground, we're working a lot on it. We're working on new releases. We're working on production for events. So it's like one of our, like the biggest maybe next step. But also, of course, we're working on our releases. We're working now on some video clips. We have ideas that we want to bring like video clip culture also, like little bit like take it on put it on a place, because we see that now like not a lot of people making videos, but it's also interesting yeah. when track has his like video story, so you have kind of association, kind of journey for the track. So we're working on videos, we're working on new tracks, like I told, like melodic techno tracks, and some. We have a very interesting collaborations, working on collaboration with Armin van Buuren, with Vintage Culture, like a lot of new stuff, just working and making what we like the most, like music and everything around music.
Well, very much looking forward to hearing that in the future. Art Bat, thank you so much for coming on the show. Looking forward to seeing you at Drumsheds in next month.
Thank you. It was fun.
Great to speak to you, and we'll catch up soon.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
to Art Fair and our tour for coming on the show. Really interesting to hear about what the future holds for them. And of course, to hear about some of the inspirations behind some of their incredible music. Right now, I'm playing you their remix of Kolsch, All That Matters, which has been one of the biggest live records of the year. This track was everywhere at Tomorrowland. And remember, you can listen back to this entire show, including all the interview, on the Kiss FM UK website and on the Kiss Cube app. It's available now for the next 28 days. After that, it's gone forever. So do not miss that if you do want to check it out again. Right now, though, it's time to jump into a quick break. Then I'm back in the mix. Do not go anywhere.
Kiss. Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through until 1 a.m. And for this final 30 minutes, I'm going to be head down in the club mix. And we kick off with an artist who joined me here in this very studio about 4 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago, Christoph, ahead of his E1 show. And we talked about his Consequence of Society record label and the Facet EP series he's doing. And in fact, we talked about this record from Volume 2 of the Facet series, I Will Find You. So here it is on Friday Night Kiss.
seed in the ground that's poisoned. Living in a secret garden. Every single sunset's violent. Not alone in land that's empty. You're the sun that I need only. Every single sunset's violent. I love so silent. Into your arms, I'm crawling. Into your mind, I'm falling. Subterranean, feels like everything. And where you end, this world.
Remix on Future Classic. Before that, I played you Miss Monique Avera with Luna Subterranean, keeping it nice and deep. But we're going to slowly lift the tempo now for the last 15 minutes of the show. We're going to take things a little bit wonky, then we're going to take things a little bit trancey. Up next, this comes from Welsh brothers Trutopia, now based over in Ibiza. I just saw videos of them playing back-to-back with Frankie Wah at the closing party of his Shen Recordings residency. He looks so good. And this is new on their own label, Trutopia. Leave It All Behind.
your destination.
To end the show tonight, that's Armin van Buuren, Ferry Corsten, Rank One, and Ruben Deronda, Destination. Before that, Ghost makes his debut entry into the trance scene with a track with Lauren Lemont on the vocals called Reach Out on Stress Records. Big fan of that, sounding huge. And that is it from me tonight. Thank you so much for joining me here on Friday Night Kiss. I'm back same time next week as we prepare for ADE Amsterdam Dance Event. So make sure you join me for that. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. TCTS is up next.
Kiss. Hold on to your groceries.